Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good morning. How are you there? In, we can hear you, we can see you.
I'm going to mute myself. You can't hear me.
Okay. Okay, we have a busy morning. Are we okay?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. I didn't think we'll manage without it today. Okay. After spending a few weeks on the introduction of the introductions of the Maral's Guras Hashem, last week doing the third introduction, and the first week we also learned the first, when we did the first introduction, we also learned the first perek of the Guras Hashem. Today we will learn Guras Hashem, perek beis of the Guras Hashem. And in Perek Beis of the Guras Hashem, the Maral discusses the basic mitzvah of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in fact takes issue, strong issue, with the Rambam and the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way it's the mitzvah of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maral begins, says, Mitzvah Saseim and Atorah L'Saper B'Mitzias Mitzrayim Leil HaRishon Shel Chag HaMatzos. It's a Mitzvah Saseim and Atorah, it's a Torah commandment, a positive commandment from the Torah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the first night of the Chag HaMatzos, on the first night of Pesach. Now, nobody really argues with that. And everybody agrees that the Mitzvah Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Mitzvah that we have to fulfill on the first night of Pesach. However, the issue comes as to what the makar, what the root, what the source of this mitzvah is. The Maral quotes the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in the beginning of the seventh perek, the seventh chapter of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, where the Rambam begins to discuss these mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, Mitzvahs aseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisim v'nifloys. It's a Torah commandment to tell of the miracles and wonders shenasu l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim that were done to our forefathers in Mitzrayim, the Leil Chamisha Asar b'Nisan, on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Shenemar, as it says, Zochores hayom hazeh asher yitzasem in Mitzrayim k'may shenemar. It says, remember this day that you left Mitzrayim. That's a pasuk in last week's parsha. And continues the Rambam, k'may shenemar, like it says, Zochores hayom hashabbos l'katshay. It says, Zachar es hayom hazeh, remember this day that you left Mitzrayim. Like it says, remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. Now what does that mean? Remember, it says this, Zachar es hayom hazeh, like it says, remember that. What's the relationship? What's the Rambam trying to develop from that relationship? Well, we know that when you have a mitzvah, Zachar es hayom Shabbos l'katshay, it means you have to speak about Shabbos. So here you have to also speak on Shabbos. You have to also speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uminayin shebleil chamisha asar, says the Maral. How do you know that you have to do it on the 15th? The pasuk says, "Remember this day that you left Mitzrayim." Maybe you can do that any time, or maybe you should do that every time. How do you know there's a specific mitzvah on the 15th? Tamulemar v'igadat alavincha bayayim ahu lemor bavur zeh. You should tell your child on that day, saying, because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Mitzrayim, b'shoshi yesh matzu mora munachim lefanecha. When you have matzah and mora in front of you, that's what we say in the Haggadah. I would think from Rosh Chodesh, Hamulei Mar Bayim Ahu. If Bayim Ahu, I would think even on Erev Pesach. No, b'avur zeh, when the matzah and mora is in front of you. That's how you know that the mitzvah is to do it when it's in front of you. But the Rambam saying, the mitzvah is from Zachar. You should tell it to your child, tells you when. But that's when for the mitzvah of Zachar. Says the Rambam, even if he has no child, even very wise people, he has to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the more the better. So even though he's learning from the pasuk of you should tell it to your child, he's not bringing right here in the statement any makar, any source, that even if you don't have a child, and even if you're wise, and so on and so forth. But it seems that's from the first pasuk, which says, Zachar Sayem Hazeh. You should remember this day. You should remember this day that you left Mitzrayim. That's the mandate. And remember it when? Remember it on this day. Because it's related to Vigadat Alevincha. So sort of grafting together the different psukim which we have, some of which are about remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim generally, and some of which speak specifically about telling your child about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we say a combination of the two. You have a mitzvah to tell your child and to recall Yetzias Mitzrayim on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. By putting it together, that's the result which is produced. That's the way the Rambam says it here. In the next halacha, he goes on, he says it's a mitzvah to tell children even if they didn't ask, because Vigara Televincha is without a question. And Lefidati Shel Ben Avin Melamdei, according to his wisdom, he teaches him, and so on and so forth. But that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to tell children. It's a mitzvah to share it with the children, whether they asked or they didn't ask. But it's also a mitzvah to say it even if there's no child to tell it to, even to yourself. Even Beinoi Levein Atzmai. Even if the person is by himself, the Rambam does not speak this out here either in this halacha, Beinoi Levein Atzmai. He says even Chachamim Gedolim, who they have no ben, they have no child, they have nobody to tell it to, it's still something to be said. So that's what the Maral brings as the makar for this. That's what the Rambam, brings as the makar, as the source for this mitzvah. And it's something with which the Maral takes great issue. That the mitzvah of Zochar Sayem Hazeh, that it said in last week's Parsha, in the end of Parsha's Bo, remember this day that you left Mitzrayim, that that's telling you about the mitzvah of doing it at the Seder, the Maral disputes that sharply. And ends up rejecting the Rambam. He rejects the Rambam. He rejects the Rambam in bringing the source for the mitzvah. What are the problems that the Maral has with the Rambam? So he says, first of all, the problem is like this. When it says by Shabbos, the Rambam brings a comparison. It says Zochar Sayem Hazeh, like it says Zochar Sayem HaShabbos. So he says, when it says by Shabbos, it says Zochar Sayem HaShabbos L'kadshei. Remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. So if the remembrance is for the purpose of sanctifying the Shabbos, then obviously it has to take place on the day that's being sanctified. You can't sanctify Shabbos on Tuesday. But if you say just, Zochar Sayem Hazeh Asher Yetzias Mitzrayim, remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, so then who says that means that it has to be done on that very day? It doesn't say, Zochar Sayem Asher Yetzias Mitzrayim, L'kadoshoy, to sanctify it. It's a good kasha. It's not a good kasha. Right? To sanctify it would mean right on the spot, right at that time. But it doesn't say that here. That's one thing. The other thing, he says, Zochar Sayem HaShabbos L'kadshei, remember what we say in Kabbalah Shabbos? Shomer v'zochar b'dibur echad. Shomer and Zochar were said in one statement. What does that mean? In the first version of the Aseres HaDibros, which is conveyed in Parshas Yisro, it says, Zochar Sayem HaShabbos L'kadshei, this verse that we're talking about, remember the Shabbos to sanctify. In the second version, in Parshas Vaeschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating what was said on the Aseres HaDibros, it says, not Zochar, but Shomer, observe the Shabbos L'kadshei. The Gemara says that, what do you mean? Which did Hashem say? Says the Gemara, amazingly, Hashem said both. A person can't say two words out of their mouth at the same time, right? Even a teenager. A person can't hear two words being said by somebody at the same time. But nevertheless, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was possible. And Hashem, in one word, said Zochar v'Shomer, both of them. And the Gemara goes and learns from that and says that that means, therefore, that they're two sides of one coin. And so, for instance, women, who generally are not obliged in time-bound positive commandments, are still obliged in the mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zochar Sayem HaShabbos L'kadshei. Why? Because since Shomer, observance of Shabbos, which is prohibitions, applies to them, and women, because women are equal to men when it comes to prohibitions, time-bound or not time-bound, so since the prohibitions of Shabbos, they can't do malach on Shabbos just like men, and Zohar was said in the same breath as Shomer, So whoever Shamar is addressing, Zohar is addressing. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Maral, so by the same token, how do you, when you observe Shabbos, you can observe Shabbos on Tuesday? You're obviously not going to observe Shabbos on Tuesday, you're going to observe Shabbos on Shabbos. So Shomer Esyem HaShabbos is speaking about that very day. So presumably, Zohar Esyem HaShabbos, which was said in the same breath, is also referring to that same day. I think that's point number two, which the Maral says. But the Zohar of Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't have anything which was said in the same breath to wed it to the specific day. Okay. So he says, but you'll tell me, but there's a pasuk of Vigadata Levincha, right? And Vigadata Levincha says that you're supposed to tell it over to your child when, B'shoshiesh Matzar Umar Munachum Lefanecha. He says, Gishgayach. That's when you're telling it to your child, because your child doesn't know. But who says that a person generally has a mitzvah to tell the story or to do it for people who know it? So the Maral has several questions on how we could learn it from here. And to top off his questions, the Maral says, take a look at the Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha on that pasuk. The Medrash Halacha on the pasuk, he says, doesn't seem to be referring to the night of Pesach at all. Because the Medrash Halacha says, Zochar Esayim Azeh Asher Yitzosa Mimitzrayim, remember this day that you left Mitzrayim, Ein Li Elo Shemaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Elo Bayamim. I would only know that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim during the daytime. How do you know at night as well? Talmud Laimar, elsewhere it says, L'man Tizkor Esayim Tzeizcha Mieretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, all of the days, as everybody knows from the Agada. So Kol Yimei tells you the nights. Now what does that mean? What's the assumption that the Mechilta is dealing with? That we're not dealing with the night of Pesach. I would think only during the daytime. The whole mitzvah of Pesach is specifically at night, right? That's what we're talking about. So I would think only in the daytime. So it says no, even at night. It's obviously not talking about the night of Pesach. It's talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which you accomplish every day. Which you accomplish every day. And parenthetically, right, if you had a chance to be Mavir the Sedra with Rashi yesterday, you would recall that it says, that's exactly what Rashi says, and what we read every day, what many people read it, we have in our tefillin, right? Zachor es hayem azeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim mibeis avodim, ki b'chay tzikar etzi Hashem eschem izeh, says Rashi, lomid shemaskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim. This teaches you that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. It's not referring to the night of Pesach, according to Rashi. Rashi's taking the Mechilta straight at face value that it's referring to the mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. And Kol Yimei Chayecha, which it says elsewhere, says a night's two. Night's two. But this is not about the mitzvah of the night of Pesach. Yet the Rambam brings it as the mitzvah of the night of Pesach. So what are we going to do here? And the final question which the Maral asks is that if we learn from Zohar Sayyem Ajay, say Tzasim Mitzrayim, so then you should do it like you do it with Kiddush. Mention it. Where do you get to tell about the miracles and so on and so forth, the whole Nisim and Iflois thing? Where do you get the whole V'chalamar B'lisaper V'tzias Mitzrayim Areza Meshubach? Where does that come from, the simple statement, Zohar Sayyem Ajay? So that's the ream of questions that the Maral asks on the Rambam. And the Maral goes on to say his own approach, which we're going to say clearly, fairly quickly and concisely, hopefully. Famous first words. And then really what I want to dedicate our time to this morning, this is a Maral shir, but when Maral levels such an attack on the Rambam and then just leaves the Rambam like that, I would like to dedicate a lot of our time to explaining the Rambam from the attack of the Maral. But what the Maral says, what the Maral himself says, is that the real makar for the broad mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, beyond what the Torah says explicitly, that if your child asks you, what's going on over here, you should tell him, which we know, from the pasuk, you should do at that time. But he says the real makar for that is from Parshas Vayeschanan, where the Torah says, when your child will ask you, Machar, saying, Ma Eidos Vachukim Vamishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. What are these testaments, these you know, unexplainable laws, these rules that Hashem, our God, has instructed you? Now, that is what we associate in the Haggadah with the She'elas Ben Chacham, with the question of the wise and inquisitive child, because he's asking with such detail. And it goes on and says, and you tell him, Avadim Ayinu L'Pari B'Mitzrayim, we were servants to Pari B'Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out from there, and so on and so forth. Says the Maharal, this guy knows what he's talking about. It's not just that he's wise and clever, and therefore he's able to ask the question with more sophistication. But in truth, he already knows the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if he didn't know the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, how would he know to refer to some of the laws of the Pesach as Eidos? What are Eidos? What are those mitzvahs called, right? We know about Chukim, unexplainable laws. So on Pesach, you have unexplainable laws like don't break any bone in the Pesach. And what are Mishpatim? Right, Mishpatim are understandable laws. So, you know, it's understandable that if this is celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's for Jews and it's not for the people who we were taken out from. But what are Eidos? Eidos are testimonies, specific mitzvahs, which are commemorations, we would call them. Right? You do something that is associated with and reminds you of the particulars of an event. Suggests the Maharal that if this fellow knows that some of these mitzvahs are Eidos, you can only know that something is an Eidos if you know what the Eidos is about. Right? I mean, how can you say that eating matzah is an Eidos if you don't know that matzah is to correct? Maybe eating matzah is a chayk. Maybe the Torah just says, I want you to eat unleavened bread for a week. If you know to call it a commemoration, that means you know that matzah is to recall that there was a time when we ate matzah. That means you know the story already. So if you know the story already and you're still engaging in the discussion, what does that tell you? That tells you that the story, that the mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to inform the ignorant and to make sure that in future generations people who never heard the story will be brought into the loop and will know it and learn it, but it's a mitzvah to tell the story even if you're familiar with it already. That's essentially what the Maharal says is the Makar, and the Maharal has to take a leap or a jump, and that is because nowhere in that Pasuk does it refer to the night of Pesach. Nowhere in that Pasuk does it refer to the night of Pesach. However, he has to say, look, you know, this is one of the four sons. And by the other three, it's clear that it is talking about when you're doing the mitzvahs of Pesach. So by association, this one too. So the Maharal has his own leap that he has to take. But his leap is at least to some degree incorporated into the story, because we say, we're learning by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah speaks about four sons. It's not necessarily true that we would take this leap, though, because, yes, the Torah has four places where children ask and are told by Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're not necessarily all about the night of the Seder. But if we bring it in to the night of the Seder, to the guidance that we give on the night of the Seder, it's fair for the Maharal to say that this is a sort of like unspoken hekesh, an unspoken comparison that the Torah makes. And since, again, this wise child seems to know the story already, that teaches you that it's a mitzvah to discuss even with those who know. Child, anybody, it's going to be such a mitzvah. That's the way the Maharal says it and dismisses the Rambam's use of Zohar as Yom, as a reference to the night of the Seder. It's not about the night of the Seder. Says the Maharal, that's about every day where a token mention does it. And it's not about the special mitzvah of the night of the Seder. Okay.
Even though presumably, again, the mitzvah Yigadol Vincha is the mitzvah of the Sheni Deilushal for the children who don't ask. So presumably, at some point, this Chacham, probably, it's fair to say, you know, when he was a couple years earlier, was the Sheni Deilushal. So his parents would have had the mitzvah to tell him at some point earlier. So he would have been somewhat familiar with the story. And now the Pasuk is saying, well, that's to start him off. And then if he asks more, then tell him more. So that's, but that's still only discussing the children, and still we're never really saying that you need to just say it over to yourself or say it over other adults.
Correct. Correct. You can ask that kasha on the Maharal, which is, look, the child may know that it's an edus, but there could be additional depth and additional sophistication to the telling of the story that he still has to offer. Kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevainim, talking to ourselves. How do you know that that's also the case? It's a fair question on the Maharal. It's a really fair question on the Maharal. But this is still, you know, he bavorns a little bit as he goes along and says this way. So you see, Af sheyada mitzvah mitzvah l'saper l'damer mizeh b'peh, shezem pirsum yaiser. So that's his, that's the Maharal's approach. Now I'd like to do a number of things here in trying to explain the Rambam. And they could be done in different orders, but I'll start with Rav Huttner's defense of the Rambam. Rav Huttner defended the Rambam from the Maharal's kasha, specifically defending the Maharal, not from all of the kashas of the Maharal, but from the kasha of the Maharal that Chazal seemed to not go this way. In other words, the Mechilta that we quoted before, which says, it says, Zachras Hayom Hazeh, I would think you only have to mention Zechiras Mitzrayim in the daytime, so Kumash Malon, Kol Yimei Chayecha, even at nighttime. Now, obviously, that's not talking about Pesach. If it's talking about the daytime, the mitzvah of Pesach is at nighttime. So you see, it's referring to the mitzvah of every single day and not to Pesach itself. So Rav Huttner, in Mamar Yates in the Pachad Yitzchok, says, a cheshbin, he says a nice chap, a nice calculation. This is not like a deep, profound kind of Rav Huttnerism, right? This is just a poshut, a cheshbin, a way of looking at it to answer the kasha of the Rambam. And he says like this, he says a little more elaborate, he brings it from a raya, a proof, or a parallel from the mitzvah of remembering the day that we stood at Har Sinai. So he says, you know, when you look at a pasuk, and it says, Zachores Hayoim, Asher Yitzasem Mitzrayim, Mibeis Havadim, this pasuk, Zachores Hayoim Azeh, Asher Yitzasem Mitzrayim, Mibeis Havadim, Ki Bechaisek Yod, says, there's two alternatives as to what Hayoim Hazeh, remember this day, there's two alternatives as to what it can mean. There's one alternative that it could mean, remember what happened on this day. Remember what happened on this day. It's a general idea to remember what happened on this day. And the other alternative is that it's a mitzvah to remember the specific day. Right, I'm going to actually have to put my hiding over here. I want to do it justice. Right, so again, it's in my Huttner in Pesach Mamar Yutes. So he says as follows. He says, why do we mention Zachores Hayom Hazeh? Why don't you just say Zachor Asher Yitzasa Mimitzrayim Mibeis Avodim? So he says, Al Kor Cholem Rachas Min Hashtayim. You have two choices. Oy di yom ze osi lafuke laila mechayv azachiris yitzias mitzrayim. Malach garach marachana yom isham dikar gulo bi yom haisa. He says, it could be that it's telling you to remember it during the daytime. Because the Geula, the Gemara says, the main Geula, we walked out of Mitzrayim during the daytime. So therefore, maybe it's saying that you should remember it during the daytime. In which case, of course, the pasuk would not be referring to the night of the Seder, because the night of the Seder is nighttime, right? So it would be referring to remember during the daytime, then it would be referring to the whole year. Alternatively, the pasuk of Zohar Sayyim is referring to the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim of the 15th of Sivan, and that's why it says, remember this day. Remember that it's this day. The Nichal Bozeh Gam Zman Cheves HaZechir Shibiyem HaYitzina Vayinu Da Zechir Bem HaSirak Al Me'ura Shal HaYitzia El Shal Zman HaShal Zechir HaZu Hi Biyayim HaYitzia. You have to remember the event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and however, the time is to remember it specifically on that day. Those are the two alternatives. Is that it says yom to refer to when you're supposed to remember it, generally, as opposed to nighttime for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, or to say that it's referring to this specific day. So he says, in the Mechilta, when it starts off, and it says, Zocher sayoyim asher yitzasim mitzvayim, ein li shemaskirin si yisrayim el biyomim, b'leilis v'nayin tamud lemer l'rabbis haleilis. So he says, in the Mechilta, in the Havamina that it presents, in the first thought that it presents, that you wouldn't mention it at night, so then of course it's referring to the whole year. Because the night of Pesach is more serious than the day of Pesach when it comes to remembering it. So if it's referring to remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim during the daytime, so then it's referring to the whole year. But when we see elsewhere that the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Chayecha, which means day and night, so then it can't be referring to the mitzvah of the whole year and reserving it for the daytimes, so then what must it be? Then it's left to be referring to Pesach and to say that there's a mitzvah to remember it on that very day. That's what the Maral says. So in other words, that's what Rav Hutner says. In other words, the Mechilta, you can't ask from the Mechilta's Havamina, from the Mechilta's original thought, where the Mechilta was suggesting that this Pasuk is referring to every day, because that's exactly what it undoes when it says, what are you talking about? Every day, that's a mitzvah both every day and every night. So therefore it reverts to saying that this Pasuk is referring to the day that you left Mitzrayim, and therefore that's why the Rambam says that that's the mitzvah of Zacharias Yoyim. I would also note that the idea that this is a mitzvah to do it that's connected to Zacharias Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, which is the way the Maral expresses it, that you have a mitzvah to do it this day, like it says Zacharias Yoyim HaShabbos, the way the Rambam expresses it, that it's connected to Zacharias Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, is found explicitly in the Medrash, and to this I would give credit to Goyen Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who brings this Medrash in his Kiryas Melech on the Rambam, where he brings all kinds of chazalin and sources for the Rambams that people wouldn't normally find. Only people who review the entire Torah from beginning to end every year might remember. So he says as follows, that in the Medrash in the end of Parshas Bo'i, sorry, this is a different Surah Hadaf, a different shape of the page than I have on my Medrash at home, so it'll take me a minute here to find it. Yes, here it says, in the very end, towards the end of the Medrash on last week's Parsha, it says as follows, Yizorli Yisrael, warn the Jewish people, Kesheim Shabarasi Asa'ilam, just like when I created the world, Ve'amarti Lem Yisrael, Liskar Asiyam HaShabbos, and I told the Jewish people to remember the Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, Zeichel Masa Bereishis, to remember Masa Bereishis, as it says, Zochar Asiyam HaShabbos, Kach, Heyu Zeichrim, Hanisim, Shasisi Lechem Mitzrayim, so you should remember the miracles which I did of Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'zichru l'yayim sheyitzasam mimisham, and remember the day that you left there. As it says, Zochar Asayim sheyitzasam mitzrayim, Loma ki b'chayzik yod haytziyach Hashem mitzrayim. So the Medrash is mamish making the parallel that the Rambam makes. In other words, the Rambam presumably got it from this Medrash. And it's, again, it's nice, it's elegant, because when we read the Rambam, we just say, okay, it says Zochar Asayim HaShabbos. Zochar Asayim HaShabbos Mitzrayim, cute, you know, this, that. But the Medrash draws it in a more familiar terms, which we've already discussed in our earlier discussions here in the Gvuras Hashem, which is that we know that there's a parallel between Masa Bereishis and Yitzias Mitzrayim, between Hashem's act of creation and Hashem showing His mastery over creation. If you remember when we learned the first introduction, we spoke about the contrast between Masa Bereishis, which is Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, it's hidden, because it's before we were really introduced to the world, so that we don't discuss so much, but Yitzias Mitzrayim, already it's after the world exists, and it's the miracles Hashem showed us in our world, that we Chakor Dover, that we explore even more. So the parallel between Zechiras Masa Bereishis and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is the way it's drawn by the Medrash. And the Rambam says, and that's the halachic basis, it says, Zacharias Hayayim, you remember the Shabbos day. You remember it seriously, completely, in order to be able to commemorate the Shabbos properly. So these are some elements which we would find here within the Rambam. in order to explain it, in order to understand it. But let's go a little further. And I want to tell you a beautiful, beautiful Teich, which is found in this Rambam. A Teich from Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, that is brought down in the, you know, many different people in many different places. They wrote the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik on Pesach. If you want to look at the one of the better ones is the Siach HaGrid, Agadah Shel Pesach Siach HaGrid, and it's, I think, in Eis Yud Gimel, where he discusses this thing, and it's also brought down briefly in the very nice English Haggadah of Rav Soloveitchik, which was published a couple of years ago. It's a vintage, it's a classic verse from Rav Soloveitchik. Beautiful. He says like this. The Rambam wrote about the mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. He wrote about it here in Hilchos Pesach. And he wrote it also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Book of Mitzvahs of the Rambam, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. When we have a chance, Mirtz Hashem, shortly we'll read a little bit what he writes there. But a couple of mitzvahs before, he also writes about another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zachras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, which he writes also about elsewhere in the Mishnah Torah as well. And listen to what he says here in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei. We're instructed to sanctify the Shabbos and to say things about the Shabbos when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. Right? The Rambam holds, Agav, this is important, is the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei is fulfilled with Kiddush and with Havdalah. He holds that Havdalah is also a mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei because Havdalah marks off Shabbos from the rest of the week on the tail end, on the way out, just like Kiddush marks it off from the rest of the week on the way in. It's a machlokas, whether Havdalah is a mitzvah de'oraisa and whether it's part of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, and there's significant consequence to it because one of the classic differences is whether women are obligated in Havdalah or not, which is a machlokas. And if you hold like the Rambam, that it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, then women are obligated in it, just like they're obligated in Kiddush. But he should tzivanu l'kadis haShabbos to say things about it when Shabbos comes, when Shabbos goes. Naskir bam yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says you should mention also yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, in Kiddush of Shabbos we say zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim, like we have in the second Luchos. The Kiddush Hayom and the holiness of the day, uma alosai and its greatness, and how it's different in the days that precede it, and the days that follow it. You're supposed to talk about how Shabbos is different. It's different from the days that come before and different than the days that come following. Remember it and sanctify it with the bracha. And they went on and they said, Zachrei al Hayayin, and so on and so forth. Meaning Havdalah, which is also a mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos. That's the mitzvah. You're supposed to discuss how this day is different than all other days of the week. Does that sound familiar, guys? Does that sound familiar? You're supposed to discuss how this day is different than the other days of the week. Says Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, come on, guys. Ma nishtana hayom hazeh mikol hayamim. In what way is this day different than all of the other days of the week? On Pesach, on the night of the Seder, what do? We say, Ma nishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylas. Tell me something, said Rav Soloveitchik. Why do you say that? Why didn't you just say, I don't understand, why are we eating matzah when we usually don't eat matzah? What's that preface called, Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylas? Why is that in there? It's like the fifth question, right? That's what they say. And some say, right, the Barbanel famously, I'm sure everybody is somewhere along the line heard it or had one of their kids tell it to them, you know, why is this night different? It's a fifth question because two of the things we point out are signs of freedom, reclining and dipping, and two of the things which we point out are signs of slavery, matzah and morer. So what's going on over here? What is this? Are we celebrating? Are we mourning? What's going on? Manish analyze the Mikol Aleihs. Okay, fine. It's good. But Rav Soloveitchik heard in this mamish the words of what the Rambam says in Zachar Sayem HaShavos L'Kachle, which is, note that this day is different. And he was maisif, he added, beautifully he added. Listen to the Rambam. He says, you have to do something different on this night, so that the children will see and will ask. The Yomru, and they should say, why is this night different than all other nights? At sheyoshiv lehem, till he responds to them, v'yomru lehem kach v'kach ira, kach v'kach hoya. This is what happened. This is what was. Okay, this is the language of the Rambam here. In Perek Ches, the Rambam, however, goes further and says differently. In Perek Zayin, he discusses the mitzvah, different things. In Perek Ches, he gets down to the exact order of the Seder. And he says as follows. Right after the yachatz, whatever it is, you take away the table, which is what they did then. Well, we cover things, and they pour the second cup. V'kana ben shayel, and here the child asks. V'oimer hakayre, and the reader, meaning the leader of the agoda, says, Ma nishtano halayla zem mikol halaylis. Why is this night different than all the other nights of the year? Now that's different than what he said in Perek Zayin. In Perek Zayin, he made it sound like the child asks all the questions, and then the reader answers him. But here he says, the child asks questions, and then the reader says, Ma nishtano halayla zeh mikol halaylos, and proceeds to say it. And that this actually leads to a Chassam Sofer and Shulchan Aruch, who says that the person who's saying the Agoda, if somebody's saying the Agoda for everybody, they shouldn't just say, oh, let the child ask Ma nishtano, and then they say Avodim Hayinu. They answer, but the one who's reading the Agada should say over. Manishtana alayla zemichal alaylas. Right? V'chein noag hagrach. Right? And that was the minig of Rav Chaim, right? The minig of Rav Chaim was that he said it over himself. Right? V'oimer akayre, like the Rambam says, and the reader will say, Manishtana. Why? Why do you have to ask the questions? So some say that the idea is because the way you tell the story is supposed to be with your thumb out, with questions and answers, in the form of questions and answers. But even that's a little bit difficult, because if somebody's asking a question and you're giving them the answer, so then, presto, right, you're doing the Haggadah in the form of questions and answers. Why do you have to say it? Said Rav Soloveitchik, that the idea is like this. What the Rambam is saying is, the child asks. Child knows. Everybody asks this question. At the beginning of the Haggadah, the child asks, why are we dipping twice? How do you know we're dipping twice? We just dipped once, right? How do you know we're only eating matzah? We're just getting started, kid, right? You're too smart for your own good, right? what's going on over here? So the idea is, the child asks, what's this idea of pouring a second cup of wine that I just saw? Why are you taking away the table? The child is asking his spontaneous questions about what he sees. But the leader of the Haggadah, who has the overview, who knows what's coming down the pike, so he then says, good questions, and let me point out to you some more questions, which are based on the whole picture. But why these? Says Rav the Rav, this is the kiyum of Zachar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzasa mimitzrayim. What are you supposed to be doing? It's not just that you're asking questions to keep the children involved. You're doing things. when you say man ishtara alayla zemikalis, when you point out the fundamental differences between the night of Pesach and every other night of the year, that's how you are zochar es yoyim ashi yitzasa mimitzrayim. The mitzvah of zochar is to show how different this day is than every other day. So that's the accent of man ishtana alayla zemikal alaylis. To show how this night is different than every other night of the year. So that's the comparison to Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. You hear it? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? You're supposed to accentuate the differences, the distinctions between the night of Pesach and the rest of the year. That's what you're supposed to do. Now he also said that in some sense, this means that in Kiddush, when we say, this is Yachkodesh Baruch Hu, you made this, Vaitit Mono Hashem Elokeinu B'Avas, Yoyim Chagamatzos Hazeh, Zman Cheruseinu. You gave us this day of the Chagamatzos, the time of our Cherus, the time of our freedom. That's a kiyum of Zochar Es Hayoyim Asher Yitzosim Mimitzrayim Beis Avodim. That's also a fulfillment of this in the classic method. Kiddush, declaring the distinctiveness of this particular day and saying Zman Cheruseinu, this is the day of our freedom. And he says perhaps that's an additional reason why when you make Kiddush on the night of the Seder you're supposed to wait till dark. Not just because you're supposed to have the four cups of wine when it's dark, because you're supposed to have the whole Seder when it's dark, right? I mean, four cups of wine is part of the Seder. But because it is with this that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Zochar Es Hayoyim Hazeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. You're pointing out the distinctiveness, what's unusual about this particular day. That's the idea that Rav Yoshe Ber said in this. Now, there are other elements to this. And is everybody okay? Everybody with me? Yeah.
Just an idea that you should remember Shabbos every day. You say,
yes. The Ramban says that we fulfill the mitzvah of Zochar Es Hayoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshei not only as the Maral implied that we do it as we are Mekadoshet, as we sanctify the day, not only on the Shabbos day when we say Kiddush, but when you say on Sunday Hayom Yom Rishon LaShabbos or B'Shabbos, right, and you refer in general to it as the first day, the second day, the third day, when we refer to it instead of calling it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we call it first day, second day, third day. So then you're constantly remembering Shabbos and you're fulfilling the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. And parenthetically, that same Ramban says that when you count the months and you refer to the first month, the second month, the third month, and you don't call it Nisan Iyar, Sivan Tammuz, or January, February, March, you're also fulfilling every time you write something, this is the third day of the fourth month to what? The fourth month to HaChedesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, to when we left Mitzrayim. So you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban, interestingly, writes in last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Boy, that's the idea that when they came from Bavel, they brought Babylonian names for the months. Why? Because the Navi says, it will not be said anymore, just remember Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, but it will be said, remember Hashem who took you out from the northern land, from Babylon, and from all the other places I took you there. So by using the names, the Babylonian names for the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, we're now remembering that Hashem brought us back as well from Golus Bavel. So yes, of course, that's a kiyum of the centrality of Shabbos, of Zochar Es Hayoyim HaShabbos, of remembering it all the time. But here we're dealing with a more specific performance of an act, of a mitzvah, the Eiraisa, in order to commemorate the Shabbos day.
So we can learn both.
Yeah. They're not mutually exclusive at all. Okay. Now, it's hard to say that if one didn't say it, they wouldn't exactly be yaitz of the mitzvah. It says Kol Maisha Amar Shloisha Dvarim Elu BePesach LeYotzi DeChivasai. You have to. It's such a good vort, like many of the things which he says, that there's like these beautiful things. But you have to be careful not to assume that therefore it has to be done exactly perfectly according to this way. Otherwise, forget about it. You haven't done anything. But you said it in Kiddush. You said it in Kiddush, and as he points out, you know, when you finish the Agada, you say, "Asher galanu galasad mitzayim v'igyanu halayla hazeh lechol boi matzo mor." You brought us to this night to eat matzo mor. There are many times along the way when you say, "This is a specific thing related to tonight," a specific thing related to tonight. However, when you say it with the manishtana, your mom is highlighting it. There's an aspect of kolamarbe in that. In pointing out how unique this day is, not just telling the story elaborately, but pointing out how unique this day is. And of course you understand that the whole mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is built around the mitzvahs and explaining the mitzvahs. The Torah never just says, sit down in the living room and tell your child about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, you'll do these things, and then they'll ask, or you'll explain to them why you're doing these things. And you're doing these things on this day. So part of it is singling out this day and the uniqueness of this day. That's the way it needs to be heard.
Huh? Pshat explains why if you're alone in a city you have to ask the question.
Yeah. So again, without that, people say, and they say that it's supposed to be b'derech shelo tshuva. It's supposed to be in the form of explanation of questions and answers rather than of simply, you know, speaking about something. But here, this idea of highlighting how different it is, it's beautiful. I don't know, it's beautiful. It's very, very, very nice, very strong. But let's go a little bit further here in probing the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyashma, says as follows. Mitzvah to say, Achas, he writes as the header, there's one mitzvah, which is Kriyashma Pamayim B'chol Yom. I'm reading Kriyashma twice a day. What do you think? Is that one mitzvah? What do you do with the mitzvah of Kriyashma? So he says, Umahu Kairei, what does he read? He reads Shloisha Parshiyos Eilu, these three parshiyos, Shema, Vayim Shemaya, Vayomer. You start with Shema, you continue with Vayim Shemaya, and then you go to Vayomer. And he says, even though the mitzvah of Tzitzis doesn't apply at night, you read it at night. Why? Mimnei sheyeshba zechren yitzias Mitzrayim. Because it has a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, mitzvah l'asker Yetzias Mitzrayim by yom v'alayla, and it's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in the day and at night, as it says, "L'man tiskor asiyam tzeis Mitzrayim klei mechayecha," in order that you should remember the day you left Mitzrayim, all of the days of your life. Is that not a second mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of reading Kriyashma b'shach b'chov kumecha, and there's a mitzvah of "L'man tiskor asiyam tzeis Mitzrayim klei mechayecha." You should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. But the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah, even though he says that it's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim day and night. He just calls it one mitzvah called reading Kriyashma, and he finishes and he says, "Ukriya sholosh parshiyos elu al seder zehi nikris Kriyashma." Reading these three parshiyos together, that's what we call Kriyashma. But one second. It's like a like Kriyashma, it says when you go to sleep, when you get up. So you know there's a Zman Kriyashma, right? You have to read Kriyashma during the time that people wake up. How about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do you have to do that by 9:42? It says in the day and at night. It doesn't say when you get up. But yet, when you learn the halachas, you have to say the whole Kriyat Shema, including Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the same time.
You saying it's the
Raisa,
the third paragraph?
Yeah, it's the Raisa. He says it's the Raisa. Mitzvah is by Yom Halayla. It's a mitzvah to do it. The Torah says to do it day and night.
So
not necessarily that you have to do it by reading the Parsha of Tzitzis, necessarily, huh?
What you're saying is that he should instead read it at a separate time, and he could read it instead of 9:40, he could read it at 11:37 for all you care.
Yeah, if he wants. I can understand that Chazal might have said, you know, if it's a structure in the Siddur, we'll put it together, we'll make it neat, and so on and so forth. But it's halachically put together, not orderly simply, and the Rambam says there's one mitzvah of reading Kriyashma, when you go to sleep, when you get up, that includes these three things. And if you doubt that this is included, it says, "L'man tiskor asiyam tzeis Mitzrayim klei mechayecha." So what is pointed out, right, this is, you know, brisker discussion, this is set over from Rav Chaim, you know, well before. So the Rav Chaim said that the mitzvah of saying, mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is a chelik, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, accepting upon ourselves the kingdom of Hashem. And so we say Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, and we accept His mitzvahs and so on and so forth. But the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the testimony, the witness that we have of the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a very big piece of how we recall and we know Malchus Shamayim. How do we know that Hashem is the master of the universe? How do we know that Hashem took us to be His nation and made Himself our king? It's through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the sort of general statement of Shema, Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'hoyeim Shemaya Tishmu, the way it's brought in as a real personal a Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim is by together with that saying, and remember Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Remember what we saw there, and remember what He did through that. He took us out from our being servants of the kingdom, Shibud Malchios of Paro, to be Avdei Hashem, to be servants of Hashem. Avda Luka Lu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro. So we became servants of Hashem through Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. So he says it's part and parcel of one mitzvah. Yes, the Torah says, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, and do that with what you're supposed to already do, Kol Yimei Chayecha. So, B'shach B'chov Kumecha, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Right? That seals the deal that it's one thing together. It's very solid. It's very creative when you say, well, so why did the Torah need to call you Mechayecha? Why didn't it say B'sham B'sham B'chav Kuba? You know, you could ask questions on it, but the fact that Chazal married these to each other, and according to Rav Chaim, even deeper, that they understood it was really just an explanation of how to fill out the fulfillment of the mitzvah, it's very strong. Because that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. It is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. It is part and parcel of this thing. But look how nicely it works with the Rambam, which we have here. Because why does the Rambam not count it as a separate mitzvah, though? It says you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Notice what pasuk did the Rambam bring here. He didn't bring the pasuk of Zohar es hayoyim asher yitzasem in Mitzrayim in yesterday's parsha, which Rashi says means a mitzvah to remember every day. If he did that, there would be a separate mitzvah called remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. He didn't say that. He brought a pasuk which says, Leman tizkor es hayoyim asher yitzasem in Mitzrayim, because we want you, in order that you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, which is that it says it formulates it not as a mandate, but as a goal. Right? That's what the Night of Yehuda says. That, you see, the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah because the pasuk that he's bringing it from doesn't express it as a mandate. It expresses it as a goal. That you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So yes, it is a mandate, but it's not its own mandate. It's part of this other mandate. But one second, there is a mandate. The mandate is, remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. But the Rambam learns that that's not referring to every day. That's referring to the night of Pesach. Okay? You get it? Guys, I'm sorry. This is like so, such a cheshbon. It's a little bit of a deviation again from our normal thing. But now listen. To the coup de grace over here. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous concluding little thing here that brings it together.
Is that French? Is that French?
Yes, it's not Yiddish. It's not Yiddish. But the beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. What's the mitzvah on the night of the Seder? What are you supposed to recall? You're supposed to recall that you left Mitzrayim. Right? Let's read the Rambam. Okay, now we'll read you a little bit of Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin of the Rambam. He instructed us to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan, in the beginning of the night, to the extent, you know, that to the language that the person's able to, as much as he can. Anybody who says more and speaks about how terrible the Egyptians were to us and how Hashem took our revenge from them, and to thank him on Kol Tayshim Olano and all the good that he did for us, the more the better. As it says, Chol Amarech L'Savitzim Samarez Meshubach, V'Kosav Shabu Alatzivei Hazeh, V'Yigadet Alevincha Bayem Ahu. Uba Perish V'Yigadet Alevincha, I would think Berash Chaydash, etc. And then, he brings the Mechilta, and who brings this as well, and he says, Ein Li Elev Zman Sheyesh Loi Ben, Bein Oilevei Natsbei, Bein Oilevei Nachayim Minayi, and Ein Li Elevei as a son. How about on his own? How about with others? So it says, Zohar Es Ayayim Hazeh, Ratzolay Mershu Tziva L'Zorchay, Kamei Shomar Zohar Es Ayayim Hashabbos. So that's what he brings here. So what does it refer to? It refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, similarly, and I think even a little bit more clearly, says as follows. It's a mitzvah to tell what happened on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Now, that's like a double entendre. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah to say it on the night of the 15th of Nisan, or it's a mitzvah to say what happened on the night of the 15th of Nisan? Is the mitzvah to be fulfilled on the night, or otherwise? So he says, no. Look further in the Rambam. Hashem took us out and took us out to freedom. What's not included here is, it doesn't tell this story of Kriyas Yamsuf. It tells the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what happened on the first day of Pesach. Not what happened on the seventh day of Pesach. And he says, you know, even if you look in the Rambam's Haggadah, that part which we have, you know, where they say, oh, you know, Mitzrayim was a finger, Kriyas Yamsuf was a hand, right? Remember that? So if Mitzrayim was 10 makos, Kriyas Yamsuf was 50, Mitzrayim was 40, then Kriyas Yamsuf was 200, you know, and so on and so forth. And speaking of Kriyas Yamsuf, we do that in the Haggadah. But in the Rambam's Haggadah, in the Haggadah of the Gainim, that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. We tell what happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you're masking Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, what do you say? We mamish zoom into Kriyas Yamsuf. Look at your sitter. We say Ani Hashem Alekechem Emes, and Emes V'Amun, Emes V'Yatziv, which goes speaks to the Bruch of Gula by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what's the major focus? Kriyas Yamsuf. They stood there at the Yamsuf Micha Meicha, etc. Right? What's going on? Said Rav Yosha Ber. Gevaldik. He said, what's the mitzvah that obligates you every day? The mitzvah that obligates you every day is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, accepting upon yourself that Hashem is your king. Tell me something. When did the Jewish people do that? Loud and clear. Yachad kulam haidu v'imlichu v'yamru. Together they all acknowledged and declared Hashem to be the king by saying, Hashem yimloich l'aylam v'ed. Hashem will be the king forever and ever. That's what we said at Yamsuf. That's this week's parsha. At Kriyas Yamsuf we declared Hashem, Umalchusai beratzayin kiblu aleim. The language of what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf is Kabbalas ol Malchus Shamayim. It's not the language which we have on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Oh, you can find it there too. We did Avoda is to a melech, and so on and so forth. But the rich expression, Hashem is our king, came onto lips of the Jewish people at the Yamsuf. So he says, on a daily basis, when the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not its own mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah of Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. So there, you include Kriyas Yamsuf front and center. But on the night of Pesach, what's the mitzvah? Zochar es hayoyim hazeh. Remember this day. Remember what distinguishes this day from every other day. By the 15th of Nisan, there was no Kriyas Yamsuf. What distinguished this night was the maror, was the matzah, was the Masechet Chag, whatever it was that was happening there on the night of Pesach. So it's mamish, you know, it's two sides, it's two pieces, the Shitas HaRambam to its fullest. So before dismissing what the Rambam says about Zochores Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim, that can't be talking about the night of the Seder. It doesn't say Lekadoshai. Maral has kashas. There's serious kashas. You know, you see, besides for that kasha of Lekadoshai, we've pretty much covered the kashas that the Maral asked. Right? The kasha of Lekadoshai is a good question. I should say also, the other one's not really a kasha, but he says by Shabbos, it's Zachar v'Shamar, whenever Shmira is, so there's Zachira. You know, so those two things, you know, might go together. Like that also. But the idea that you don't have to elaborate, we said even by Shabbos, the Rambam's language is that, you should say it. B'chnisot dvorim, b'chnisosay, naskir b'm. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kiddushim Malosay, Vevdelim, Mishem Kedmeh, Achrov. Are you supposed to speak about it? You are supposed to speak in the Devarim Shal Shabbos. Zmiras Shabbos is a kiyum of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshai. When you sing Zmiras on Shabbos, it's part of the mitzvah of, wow, Lisanik B'Sanugim, Barburim L'Savedagim, Menucha V'Simcha Ar La'Yudim. I mean, this is, you're singing the praises of Shabbos. This day is different than every other day. Yes, it doesn't say v'chol hamarbe l'zamer b'zmirei Shabbos harezeh meshubach. We don't have such a language. We don't have a seder, right? But it's also what the Rambam references. It's there, and his questions about the mechilta. So we already saw. We saw how, you know, that could be dealt with. But the Rambam has it as part of his system that the mitzvah of zochers for the night of Pesach, and the mitzvah of every day, is kabol samach shemayim. That's something else. That's using Yetzias Mitzrayim to accent and to support our acceptance of Hashem's kingdom. We're here, we're using Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to highlight what's special about this day. Questions, comments?
What's that a part of? That's a part of that. What is that a part of?
It's also here. Where's the pasuk of Mat Tizkor? I'm sorry, hold on one second. Where does it say the pasuk? I don't remember where the pasuk is right now, I'm sorry. Mat Tizkor, Siyam Tizkor, Me'ez Mitzrayim.